If I don't close you, I can't help you.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert Gary Wong as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, it's Gary here, and I just want to talk about one of the things that holds people back. They feel like a professional, a sales professional, someone who's a registered consultant or something like that. We're trying to sell our products or we're trying to make money from it. And some people, they feel like, oh, I don't want to be sold. I feel like it's too pushy. But sometimes I realize that in my line of work, in real estate, I see certain people, I see that they really need to get into the real estate market. They really need to take advantage of the slow market. They really need to buy that next property, but they just hold off. They hold off and they procrastinate. And after a while of procrastination, they wonder why their business or their wealth is not where they wanted it to be. So I want to dedicate this video to just sharing that, you know what, as professionals, we are trying to close you. We are trying to sell you, but it's not specifically because, oh, we want to line our pockets with lots of cash and we just want you guys to be poor. No, we actually can't really help you unless we close you, unless we sell you on the idea of taking action, unless we sell you on the idea of really learning the process of real estate and really getting into the game, you won't grow in your real estate ventures. You won't grow in building your real estate portfolio. You can't grow by just thinking about getting rich through real estate. Unfortunately, that doesn't work. You know, Napoleon Hill says, think and grow rich. You have to think, but that's accompanied by action, not just thinking. So you know what? I don't apologize for selling or being a little bit pushy, even though I'm kind of on the opposite end. I'm not pushy enough. I should actually be a little bit more pushy. But I don't apologize for that because I realize that unless somebody really closes you, unless somebody sells you on their product or service, they can't help you. You know, I get pitched by digital marketing consultants to do my SEO or social media, and yeah, they're pitching their product and stuff, but they're trying to help me. I can't grow, or they can't help me grow unless they sell me on their service. So same when I meet with leads and new clients and stuff, I really can't help them grow their real estate portfolio. I can't help them fulfill their real estate goals and dreams unless I close them. Unless I close them on the vision and unless I sell them on taking action, massive action. And sometimes it will be a little bit pushy. Sometimes it will be a little bit uncomfortable. But you know what? If you want the gains, if you want the success, the progress, you gotta go through that uncomfortable area, that uncomfortable zone. You know, if your personal trainer didn't make you uncomfortable when you're training, you're not gonna build that muscle. You're not gonna stretch yourself. So I always tell my clients, your income zone is your comfort zone. Well, actually, I learned that from my mentor, but it's same as your growth is tied directly to your comfort zone. And same with your income. And that's also tied with your mindset. That's another topic altogether in another video, but it's really tied to your mindset. Your income can only go as high as your mindset. So anyways, I hope that was a good reminder for you today, if you knew that already. But for those who feel that, oh, you know, I'm always getting pitched by salespeople and all these people, and they're all pitching me stuff. Well, it's good. It's good because they're trying to help you. They're trying to help you fulfill what you want, trying to meet your need or your want or your desire. Especially someone who's trying to help you build wealth, you know, they should be. If they really cared, they would be pushing and pushing their service to help you more and more and more. So hopefully you found value, and I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.